Scripture readings today are 1 John 11:40 and 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" And 2 Corinthians, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God."
And I just thank God today. I praise him and I love him and I honor him for bringing me here, bringing me through another week, strengthening my body, strengthening my soul, and allowing me just to see his goodness on the week. And today I want to talk from the topic, it's not over until God says it's over. You know, we receive a diagnosis, or we receive news that's troubling to us. But I want us to know that God has the final say on any of those situations, whatever it is. He just wants us to believe and trust him. So I had Lori to play that song that played as we were coming, as a call to worship. And the name of the song was "Whose Report Will You Believe?" And it's she did a wonderful job of posting the lyrics. But I wanted to just share some of those lyrics before I get into the sermon, because this is what blesses me. When it comes to whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe the report of maybe the doctors, or maybe your financial report, or maybe that your children are never going to get better? They're never going to do better. Or do we believe what the Lord says? Do we believe his report? Whose report will you believe? Because it's not over until God says it's over. So some of the words, it just says, "Whose report will you believe?" It says, "We shall believe the report of the Lord." And then it says, "His report says, I am free. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am healed. His report says, victory." And that's what I want to encourage you to today. I want to encourage you to not give up on God. It is not over until God says it's over. And I don't care what the situation looks like. Sometimes it looks so bleak, but it is not over until God says it's over. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. So I want to, it made me think of Lazarus. And so I'm going to read the scripture, John 11:38-44. It talks about Lazarus. And if you know the story of Lazarus, Lazarus was a friend of Jesus. He really loved Lazarus. And Lazarus became sick. And the word got to Jesus, "Lazarus needs you. He's not well. He needs you to come and heal him." They, you know, everyone knew Jesus was the healer. And so Jesus said, "Okay, I'm coming." But he didn't come right away. He went, "Whose report will you believe?" They came back and they said, "Jesus, Lazarus has died." And he still was 4 days getting to where Lazarus was. That's pretty disheartening if you're the family member and you know Jesus can heal and he hasn't come yet. But whose report will you believe? Jesus was just like, it's not unto death. It's not yet. And so that's where we find him there. He's come back now. Jesus has come back to where Lazarus is, and he's telling them, "Whose report will you believe?" He's saying, "My report says he's healed. My report says he's not dead. He's just resting." So, let's see. John 11:38-44 says, "Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. 'Take away the stone,' he said. 'But Lord,' said Martha, the sister of the dead man, 'by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days.' Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?' So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that may believe that you sent me.' When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out.' The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, 'Take off the grave clothes and let him go.' And you know, they were astounded. But he's saying, just believe. Believe me. I am the healer. I can do this. And that was his example through Lazarus. He's showing them that no matter what the report says, I am God. It's not over until I step into this situation. You still have faith until God says it's over. So I want you to hang on to your faith and don't give up on God, knowing that he says it's not over until I say it's over. It's not over. So it made me think of some things that, I wanted, especially something when I guess it was 10 years ago. And, in our church, sometimes people come in that can speak into our life. God has given them a gift to kind of see maybe what it is you're going to be or what God is calling you to be. And a minister had spoken into my life and he said, you're going to pastor. And I was like, okay, I don't really want to, but okay. You know, I didn't because I saw my mom and it was just a lot. It was a lot on her. And so I didn't really want to. But I said, okay, because if God says it, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever God says, that's what I'm going to do. Because he has my life. I've given him my life. So I'm going to do what he calls me to do. However, that was like way over 10 years ago. And so he said, probably within the next 5 years. And you know, we know God has the final say on things. And it definitely was not in the next 5 years. A lot of things was going on. And I really kind of forgot about it. And then, my mom passed away. My brother was pastoring her church because that's kind of, I thought, well, I've been here with her and that's probably, if I ever do it, it'll be at my mom's church. And then I sat next to Linda some 10 years later. So it's not over because in my mind, I thought, that's not it. I'm going to teach. I'm going to go to the college and I'm going to teach. That's what I want to do anyway. And, but then I sat next to Miss Linda Nelson. And God showed me, it's not over until I say it's over. You may think that's not what you're going to do. You may think I've forgotten about you, but I have not forgotten you. And I want that message because he just put it in my spirit. Someone in here is feeling like he's forgotten about you. Like you know he promised you, but it feels like he's not going to do it. But he has not. He wants you to know, hang on a little longer. He has not forgotten about you. He knows the work that you've done for him. He knows the things that you've shared with others, how you've blessed other people. And he has not forgotten. If he says it, he's going to do it. He's a God that keeps his promises. And so whoever that is for, hold on to him a little longer, knowing that he is going to provide for you. He's going to make a way out of no way where there seems to be no way. God is going to do it. He said, it's not over till I say it's over. And look at me. I'm here. I can't even believe it. I'm like, God, I'm here. I can't. My sisters, my family, we're all kind of like, wow, this was not what we thought we were going to do. And I love it so much. And I am surprised at how much I actually love this job of being pastor. And I just didn't know. I was like, wow, God, because he knew what was best for me, because I put my life in his hands. He knew what was best, and his timing is always right. His timing is not our timing. It is just not. He says, my ways are not your ways. My timing is not your timing. We have to trust and believe that he's a God that does what he promised he's going to do. And on that note, I want to talk just a minute about Sarah and Abraham, because that's another one where it just felt like, you know, he promised them probably in their 80s that they were going to have a child together. That alone was probably very hard to believe. Oh, in my 80s? And then he waited more years until Abraham was 99 and Sarah was 90 before he gave them their promised child. And you know what they did? They tried to make it work. We'll help God out. Have you ever tried to help God out? Haven't we? Oh, I can help him. I'll do it this way. And it never works because he's got a plan. We have to put our lives in his hands. He's got a plan for us. So Sarah and Abraham tried to help him out. That didn't work. God came back. And that's where this scripture starts at. In Genesis 17:17 through 20, it says, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. There he is again, still trying to help God. I do have Ishmael. You can do it. You can do it through him. And God's, I have a plan. Don't give up on me. It's not over till I say it's over. Then God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. And so even after Abraham and Sarah tried to help God out, and, you know, you all know the story. She gave him her handmaid, and they had Ishmael. Even through that, God blessed him with exactly what he said. But, you know, it was probably hard to keep the faith when you're 100 years old and God is still saying, I'm going to bless you with a child from you and your wife who's 90. I'm going to bless you all with a child. She's going to have that child. That's hard. You know, it gets a little hard. But whose report will you believe? They had to believe the report of the Lord. And what I love about God is he not only blessed them and he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He also blessed the mess that they made with Ishmael, and he blessed Ishmael and all of his descendants. And so he's such a wonderful God that even when we do make a mess and we think we're helping God out, he blesses us still. Isn't that awesome to know? Amen. Because how many of us have made a mess? We try to do it our own way. But man, isn't it awesome to know that he still blesses us anyway? Whose report will you believe? Because it's not over until God says it's over. I was going to walk back there, but I have another story I want to share. And I love standing out here because I get to see your faces. And it just blesses me to kind of feels like I'm a part of all of you. And so that's another story I want to share. Now, some of it is my brother's story to share, but I wanted to share a little bit of it for those who are worried about their children. You're worried that they may be out there and that they're missing out on God, that they've kind of gone away and strayed away from the church, and that you're worried and you're praying for them. I want to encourage you. It's not over until God says it's over. Now, when my mom started her ministry back in 1984, all of us girls, there's 5 girls and 1 boy. All of us girls worked in the ministry with her. I worked with her since, I was in like 10th grade, I think it was. I was the first church secretary. And then it just went on from there. And my sisters, we've all worked with her in ministry. So she wasn't super concerned with us because we stayed in the church. We stayed with God. And as we got older, we grew closer and began to really form our own personal relationships with him. But my brother, he left out and he didn't come right back. And like I said, that part's his testimony to share. He did a lot of stuff is what he tells us. And so my mom was concerned for him. But what she would say is, she said, you know what? I'm going to bless other people's children so that God will bring my son back into the fold. And that's what she did. There's so many. When she passed away, there were so many people come and tell us how much she spoke into their lives and how much she blessed them. People, you know, just young and old. So she did just that. She would bless other people. She would pray for them, and she would give, you know, encourage their sons and their daughters and so forth, praying that God would bring her son back in. It took probably years before he came back, but he came back. You all saw him on my installation day. He came back, and not only did he come back to the fold, he also became a pastor. And, you know, he has a hard time believing it, but we have a hard time believing it. We're like, oh my God, you know, we can't give up on God. Amen. We can't give up on him because he's such a good God. We can't give up on him. He hears us even when it doesn't look like it. Even if it takes 20 years, if it takes that long, even if it takes 50 years, don't give up on God, knowing that it is not over until God says it's over. He's a God that just cannot lie. He keeps his promises. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. I think I have another scripture because literally I have to be honest with you all. I just got carried away talking about it because it's something I really feel so passionately about because God is so good to me and I can't give up on him. I remember when I was in school and it looked like I had wasted 11 years because I had a lot of things, as you all know, I probably have shared it so much because it was such a big part of my life. But when we came right down to the end, they were like, you're not going to graduate. You're not. And I'm like, 11 years that I've invested in this. How is this possible? But I said, it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over. I'm not leaving. And I had a teacher who said, well, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to back you. And that's how God does. He'll send someone to support you when it seems like you can't do it yourself. He sends someone else to kind of help you get through to the end of that journey. And that's just what he did for us. And now I'm 4 years past it. We graduated. I'm 4 years into it. I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, God, it truly isn't over until you say it's over. When you have a plan for our lives, you will do just what you promised. And I think that brings me to my last scripture today. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. All of his promises are yes and amen. If he promised it, it's yes or amen. It is not over till God says it's over. One last story I want to share, because this was someone gave to me as an encouragement. But because in our lives, there's so many things. There's some things we've hoped for and we trusted God for. But I had a friend who was in school with me, and she lives in North Carolina. And she said, Bert, I got to tell you this, girl. She said, her sister was 60 years old, and her sister had been trusting God to be married all through her youth. And for whatever the reason, it didn't happen. And then as she got older, she began to take care of their father. And then at the age of 60, the Lord sent a husband to her. And he had never been married, and they both were the same age. And, it just was one of those things. I guess she never gave up on God, but it was just so cool that sometimes you feel like at that age, it's too late. And that's how she felt. It was too late, that God wasn't going to do it, that it was never going to happen. But I want you to know that when God is in it, it's not over until he says it's over. He says it. Whose report are you going to believe? All of his promises are yes and amen. And if he promised it to her, and they're very happy. They're still married. I think it's been maybe 5 or 6 years now. And they're very happy. But it just was one of those things. It was a long time. And I know as she grew older, as she got older, and as she, you know, started to feel like, well, maybe this is not going to happen for me. Maybe God has forgotten me. I want to say again, he has not forgotten you. This is for each of you today. He has not forgotten you. He knows the promise. He knows what you're hoping for. He knows it, and he has not forgotten you. He's working it all together for your good. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Whose report will you believe? I want you to tell me, I shall believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to ask it again. Whose report shall you believe? Of the Lord. I want you, when the enemy comes and tries to tell you it's not going to happen, when he tells you it looks bleak, you tell him, I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. God, I praise you. I praise you for your report. Your report says victory. Your report, it says I'm healed, God. Your report says I'm free. And I thank you for it, God. I give you praise that we shall believe your report today. Lord, we're asking today for those who are, again, in need of a healing, God. It's so important, God, that your healing virtue cover, God, and touch them, God. And Lord, for those who are in need of encouragement, God, it's so important to know that you haven't forgotten us, God. You've got us right in the palm of your hand, and you're working all things together for our good. So Lord, we praise you today, and we bless you, and we're asking again that you would just bless and heal and deliver and set free. And Lord, we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.